You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. We want to get David's thoughts on how Republicans ought to react to the president's economic agenda, both in Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal's Republican response this evening, and also as the debate plays out on other components of the president's recovery plan. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on.
Clearly, so far, there's been little cooperation, despite intentions on both sides of the aisle, it would appear. Obviously, no House Republicans voted for the stimulus plan, and only three very moderate to liberal Republicans voted in favor of it in the Senate to advance the legislation. In terms of how the Republicans need to respond tonight, specifically Governor Jindal, should it be a tone of consensus? Should it be a tone of trying to distinguish the very different ideas and ideologies of the two parties? What's the smartest road?
I think what Governor Jindal needs to do is really enunciate what Republican principles are, how we do differ with the president, how we want to work with him where there's common ground, but on core principles, we can make the compromise, and how the Republican plan versus the Democratic plan is far better for the short-term and long-term economic health of the United States.
And real quickly, what's the best way to articulate that? How does he need to explain that in order to contrast effectively with the Democratic message?
Well, just by smiling and being optimistic is one way, based on the President Obama's previous speeches. But more than that, he needs to talk about how tax cuts would help stimulate the economy, help loosen the credit markets, help businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, really begin hiring again, and how Republican policies would really help middle-class Americans. Remember, we heard a lot about middle America throughout the campaign, but everything that we've seen from this administration and from the Democratic Congress has done nothing but hurt middle-class Americans.
David, you mentioned a minute ago that common ground can be found in certain areas, but obviously you don't want to compromise your core principles. Where does that line get drawn? What are some examples of areas that the two parties can do business on, and where does the Republican minority need to draw the line in the sand?
Well, I think the Republican minority definitely needs to draw the line in any kind of increase in taxes. We need to oppose this call for increase in the capital gains tax. We need to really oppose adamantly this housing plan that the Obama administration has come up with, which will hurt millions of hardworking, middle-class American families by rewarding those who decided to act irresponsibly. We need to find common ground, and there's a lot of ways to find common ground. When the president shows a moderate approach to dealing with the issues of deficit reduction by cutting government programs, there's a lot that we can do where there's calls for stricter, more open government regulations on various programs that have not been working in the past. We can try to find common ground on that. We can find common ground, too, in the war on terror. He's going to be talking a lot about Afghanistan today. Every Republican wants the new Afghan government to succeed, the Taliban to be defeated, and we can find common ground there, too. We cannot, though, find common ground when core principles are at stake, and we cannot find common ground on this road that the administration seems to be taking that could lead to ultimate socialism in the United States.
David, how well do you believe Republicans have learned one of the key lessons of the last two election cycles, 2006 and 2008, when Democrats clearly made gains in the House, the Senate, and ultimately the White House, that their lack of fiscal discipline while in the majority was a key reason that they're no longer there?
I think they've learned that lesson. I think that's why we're hearing over and over again fiscal responsibility, but not just hearing it, we're seeing them practice it. And I think we've learned the lessons. I think a lot of Republican governors as well are taking the lead. I think that's why we're highlighting Bobby Jindal. He's not only said the talk, he's acted upon it as well. And I think if we return to those core principles, and if we really hit on some of the excesses of the Obama administration, 2010 will be a very good year for Republicans.
David, you conduct polls on a variety of issues and, of course, on a number of campaigns when it's campaign season. We saw a slew of different polls gauging how much the American people supported the stimulus plan. And We're also seeing polls now that suggest Democrats actually have a higher favorability rating in Congress. What do your numbers show? And if the last point is correct, that Democrats still have a higher favorable number, what do you believe is responsible for that?
Right now they do, and it's, a lot of it is still residual side effects of the Bush administration. However, Republicans are in a stronger position now than they were in 1992 when Bill Clinton had been elected to office. The view of the Republican Party is more favorable than it was when Clinton first entered office. The other thing is, too, when you begin asking about the details of Democratic proposals, we see support for the Democrats begin to diminish. The other thing is, no one's doubting for a moment that President Obama is very popular. However, he is losing, based on the poll that you look at, between 3 to 9 points a week in his popularity. And in some of the polls that came out today, he's lower than Jimmy Carter or the first President Bush was in a similar point in their presidencies. I think some of the luster is beginning to wear off. And the other thing is, too, Americans are beginning to hold Democrats accountable for what's going on. And if this economy does not straighten out, the Democrats are the ones who are going to suffer, not Republicans.
And just about a minute left with David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision. And David, how do the Republicans balance the need to explain why they oppose President Obama with also taking the time to explain what they do want to accomplish?
Well, I think it's a lot easier to explain why you are opposing something times than it is defending why you're supporting something. So I think the Republicans are on the right side of that. But what Republicans need to do, too, very much like we did in 1994, they need to give the American people almost like a second contract with America on what will be done with Republican leadership if we win office in 2010 and where we want to take the country. And we have to have a clear and optimistic outline for our future.
So, David, you definitely see a landscape that could be ripe for the Republicans in less than 2 years.
I really do, and I think we're seeing some of the keys to it. And I think the special election in New York, in the New York congressional district, is going to be a key. If Republicans win that, I think that could be the signal of a Republican renaissance.
David, we've got to run. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision. This is Dateline Washington.